Hello, everyone, and thank you for your interest in our article on solidarity during the COVID-19 pandemic. You might recall that solidarity was a much talked about concept at various points during the COVID-19 pandemic. Policymakers and public health experts appealed to people's sense of solidarity to motivate everyone to stay at home or to wear a mask, for example. These frequent appeals to solidarity motivated us to carry out an international interview study called SOLPAN, short for Solidarity in Times of a Pandemic. Our aim was to find out how people lived and understood solidarity during the pandemic. Together with partners at universities in 10 different European countries, we interviewed residents at different time points during the pandemic. In the article now published in Medical Humanities, we look at how people understood and practiced solidarity in their everyday lives in March and April 2020, and then again in October 2020. There was a noticeable shift in how people thought about solidarity. In the beginning, people focused on their immediate surroundings. They highlighted personal and group initiatives to support people who needed it. In the later phases, personal acts of solidarity changed and people longed for more support from governments, not always for themselves, but for the more vulnerable members of society. Solidarity was now understood as something more collective in nature, something that needs support through government policies. There's an important takeaway message here. People are willing and happy to support others in times of need and crisis. They even go out of their way to do so. But in order for such willingness to last, governments need to create circumstances that allow people to support each other. Individuals won't be able to support others if they are overburdened by financial or health concerns. Societies in which solidarity can flourish need a reliable and adaptable social welfare system that provides support structures.